Vandals went through a couple layers of fencing to cut open several cages at the zoo 2 weeks ago. Most of the porcupines, codamundi, buffalo, lemurs, and one monkey didn't wander out or were found close by. But a female capuchin monkey has been roaming around town and savoring the food various people set out for her.
And eventually we put the food in the trap, and finally last night at 6 o'clock it went in.
Bill Faraday is director of the Chippewa Falls Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Department. This zoo, like many, has drawn criticism in the past from outside groups for the way animals are kept. But Faraday says many locals stepped forward to help find the monkey.
The way the community came together, people walking through the park were looking through the trees, and they had their cell phones on and our numbers, and they would call us. And these neighbors out there said, "It was in my driveway this morning."
And he says the monkey seemed to like her time outside the zoo.
The zookeeper did say last night when she put her back in there, she just stayed right by the door thinking she's going to go back out. She had a good time, I think. Yeah.
A little taste of freedom.
Yep, taste of freedom.
Police are still looking for the vandals. Bill Faraday says Parks and Rec may add video cameras hooked into police computers for more overnight surveillance of the zoo. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News.